So in summary, we've got business travel, subsistence and entertaining expenses that do cause problems for employers and their advisors, especially when the taxman announces that he or she is about to pay a visit. Today I've discussed some of the main problem areas. I've warned about better record keeping and explained where liabilities are likely to arise. We can all make life easier by introducing an expenses policy. And by this, I mean something simple and easy to understand and to police. It doesn't have to be a 30-page document that will be shoved in a drawer. I use the simple example of a pack of cards. Something easy to remember. What does it mean? C is for checked. Expenses have to be checked. A is for authorised. Revenue will not give a dispensation if someone can authorise their own expenses. Expenses have got to be receipted. I've made that point. Credit card slips are not good enough. Expenses have to be receipted. Claims should be dated and signed so that the employee or director takes responsibility for what they're signing for those expenses that they're claiming. So that's my pack of cards. C-A-R-D-S. Checked, authorised, receipted, dated and signed. Life can also be made easier by excluding most business expenses from the reporting chain using a P11D dispensation. A P11D dispensation is a notice of nil liability issued by an officer of the board. Normally the employer pays you in tax office or an area compliance office with which it's linked. The employer, of course, has to satisfy the officer that the expenses paid or reimbursed and the benefits provided would be matched by a deduction in order to be included in the dispensation. A standard PLMD dispensation should include business travel and subsistence. Business entertaining should also include business telephone calls and professional subscriptions, plus any other items of specific relevance to a particular business. It could be uniform and the laundry of uniform. All of these should be excluded if they're items that could be matched by a tax deduction. HMRC provides the P11DX application form that you can use, or you could write a letter setting out the full circumstances, providing examples of the expense claims and mileage forms, if appropriate. And I might include copies of some completed expense claim forms. My advice is to consider the items to be included and the controls that are in place before applying for a PLMD dispensation, perhaps carrying out your own pre-application review of procedures and of items included on the expense claim forms of directors and employees. If you are satisfied the good controls exist to ensure that only bona fide expenses, business expenses remember, are claimed and that a deduction would be obtainable under ITPA section 336, why not submit an application? I said at the start that some of these points are quite difficult to understand. We've got some quite strict rules. Expenses that have to be incurred wholly, exclusively, and necessarily in the performance of the duties. Expenses that have to be incurred. Notional costs are not allowable. You must bear these things in mind when advising your employer or your clients. I hope this has helped today. Thank you.